This goes to Troy Novak, PAC. Fax is 989-463-2824. Regarding Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Pass, P-A-S-S, date of birth 11-17 of 1961. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Pass with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to rhabdomyolysis in 1997, and hypertension. His last visit was August 9th of 2021. He did receive two of the COVID-19 vaccinations in 2021, but before he could get a third dose, he developed a COVID-19 infection in January. He did have a very severe cough and some shortness of breath with when he was lying down, and absolute exhaustion that lasted at least a month. Now he feels completely recovered, no more shortness of breath. The cough, occasionally he has a cough, but it's very minimal. No shortness of breath, no fever, no muscle aches, and he feels like he's back to normal at this time. He's been very strictly following his low-salt diet also, and he does work from home. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, no edema or claudication symptoms, no muscle pains. Even with the COVID, he did not have myalgias and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, Cozaar maximum dose of 100 milligram daily, and Lipitor is 40 milligram daily, and if he needs something for pain, he'll use Tylenol, 500 milligram 1 to 2 once daily as needed. Physical exam, weight is 213 pounds, about a 4-pound increase over 6 months. Blood pressure 132 over 80. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 25th of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.6. with estimated GFR of 53, albumin is 3.8, calcium is 8.7, sodium 140, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 15.8, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine level. That's the best one we've seen since he's been coming here. In 2017. He's going to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He'll continue to follow his low-salt diet. Two is hypertension, well-controlled, and three, the history of rhabdomyolysis. And the patient will be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.